Taureen, first name T-A-U-R-E-A-N, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, 101183. 38-year-old gentleman comes in, came in 2 days ago for blood pressure check, yearly physical, lower extremity edema, leg pain, arm pain, history of palpitation, not feeling well. Patient blood pressure was 162 over 96. We started on irbesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 150/12.5. He comes in today for follow-up period. His blood pressure is better at 158 over 80. He's feeling better. His swelling is a little bit better. He's still having trouble with tiredness, hypersomnolence, and oversleeping during the day. He works 12 to 14 hours a day. He's a pipe fitter, and he drives a few hours every day to get to work and back, period. Social, he does drink, he doesn't smoke. He's married, or he has a common-in-law wife, has four children at home, allergy, non-family history, dad had lung cancer, mom had heart disease and hypertension, medical problems, hypertension, untreated, immunization, never had COVID immunization, surgery, none, medications, none, allergy, none, review of system, increased weight, unable to lose weight, lower extremity swelling, tiredness, he's been feeling weak, he's been sleeping a lot and falling asleep while watching TV. No hematemesis, no hematochezia, abdominal bloating, no nausea, no vomiting, abdominal discomfort with eating sometimes noted. Also has had symptoms of BPH and frequent urination at night. On exam, his blood pressure is down to 150 over 80, 88, 16, 98.3, 99 oxygen. Heart causes one positive, still lungs, urinary, abdomen is soft, but obese, neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows one trace of edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment as far as his blood pressure is concerned is much improved than current medication. Next number, echocardiogram, which was done because of blood pressure, shows LVH. Next number, his abdominal ultrasound, which was done because of bloating and to rule out renal vascular hypertension, showed contracted gallbladder, and no evidence of renal vascular hypertension, liver, very fatty, spleen within normal limits. Next number, lower extremity shows mild PVD, but no evidence of severe PVD. Next number, the lower extremity edema is not because of DVT. Next number, multifactorial, rule out sleep apnea with the lower extremity edema, multiple other symptoms. Next number is thyroid is within normal limits. Next number is the weight TSH. Next number is the weight blood work, including testosterone. Next number is lose weight, but it won't be possible for him to lose weight to make sure he doesn't have any hormonal issues, i.e. low testosterone, low thyroid, and or sleep apnea. Next number, we talked about medication. We talked about diet and exercise at length. Next number, upper extremity shows no evidence of DVT. The pain is most likely musculoskeletal. Next number, carotid ultrasound was done because of family history of stroke and hypertension, shows 20 to 25% obstruction throughout. Thank you.